The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's talk about going on a trip. Where would you like to go? I think most of us would be happy just to go anywhere at this point. But getting on an airplane is something that will increasingly be part of our lives coming up in the latter part of 2021, certainly into 2022. Yet again, we are going to hopefully see ourselves strapped into our favorite airliner and traveling to points near and far. Joining us now to talk about what's happening right now in the air travel sector, Todd Arthur, the regional head, vice president of Sabre Travel Network in Asia Pacific. Todd, great to have you on. As always, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Glad to be here.
Hey, Todd, so we've seen a lot of talk now, travel bubbles and back and forth, and, you know, Hong Kong is on, then Hong Kong is off, et cetera, et cetera. Give us an overview of what you're seeing at Sabre Network as to how the air travel industry has been changing or readapting in recent months.
Sure. Yeah. You know, first of all, the travel industry will recover. There is no doubt about it. The industry is very resilient. We've gone through big events like 9/11, through SARS in 2003, and then the global financial crisis, which was impactful to us here in the Asia Pacific region. So we will recover. The recovery has taken a lot longer than any of us anticipated. Even when I was last on the show with you in the middle of last year, we anticipated a much quicker recovery. Yep. But we are seeing really positive signs that business is coming back. People are getting on planes, and that is quite exciting. We have noticed that, you know, based on all the restrictions that are in place, whether it's quarantines or border closures, that domestic travel really is leading the way in the airspace.
We've seen some countries like Thailand, for example, have a very successful internal travel program, especially the second half of last year. As you mentioned last year, when you were on the show, we all kind of thought, hey, by the fourth quarter of 2020, we'll see everybody back on planes again. But that has proven not to be the case in large part because of the spikes and the recovery. How are airlines handling COVID procedures? We've seen, of course, Singapore Airlines very, very strict, and many other airlines as well. Have they been effective? I know you're not a doctor, but have they been effective in handling their onboarding of passengers to keep them safe?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've not seen, or at least I've not seen, any kind of indication that traveling has increased the risk of getting COVID. And I think, you know, the airlines have been pretty clear around the measures they've taken to protect their passengers. But every airline is just like every country has taken a different approach to, you know, whether they fill the middle seat, don't fill the middle seat, what kind of restrictions you have in place to be able to get on board the aircraft. So, and that will be the continuing kind of challenge as we get out of the recovery, is that all the different restrictions are not uniform across the industry. They're very kind of country airline specific, and that will, again, be a challenge for us of all the information that we will need to be equipped with before we get on a plane.
Yeah, I think already people are doing a lot to make sure they stay safe. We see people, you know, you see these pictures online of people that are just head to toe covered in garments. And so, varying degrees of care are being taken with people. But that's obviously an individual choice. We're talking with Todd Arthur, the regional head and vice president of Sabre Travel Solutions, Asia Pacific. Todd, when we look again at the countries now, Singapore and Hong Kong, to go back and bring up that example, you know, they had agreed on the travel bubble and then there were quick spikes and things that had happened. Who are we seeing, or which countries are we seeing, that seem to have the most effective travel back and forth between two points externally?
Sure. So, well, firstly, by the domestic travel, which I mentioned earlier, is kind of leading the way. And, you know, if you think about kind of big domestic markets that we have in our region, Australia, for example, Australia, when we look at the next 4 to 3 months, is recovering to about 70% of 2019 volumes. And 2019 is kind of the baseline we can compare what the recovery looks like. And within Australia, there's a lot of state border closures. And so we kind of almost view that as being a, even though it's domestic market, each state has their own restrictions in place. So that's a good indication of what recovery can look like. And it was announced just last week that on the 19th of April, that New Zealand to Australia will be a travel bubble, which, you know, requires no quarantine on either side. And so that will be a kind of a first real test of two significant markets that will open up. And hopefully that will be successful, and then that will give the confidence to different governments around the region to open up. Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister from Australia, was asked just yesterday around, you know, kind of what countries to be next in this future travel bubbles. And Singapore was mentioned as one, but also indicated that it would be, you know, some time before they would put one of those in place.
Yeah,
and that has been, you know, kind of the real challenge of the recovery is the unknown, the uncertainty. And as a result, we see people that are booking on Sabre that are booking much closer before departure. So 2 weeks or less before actually booking, just because people don't want to be stuck at a destination without, you know, being able to understand, can they return home?
Yeah, that idea of booking early, for example, you know, I was just looking at flights for the holidays, for the end of year holidays, right, Christmas time, because I figure, hey, by then, you know, myself and my wife Kat will be vaccinated. Probably many more people will be, not only in Singapore, almost everybody will be for sure by then, but also when you look at receiving countries as well. Is that a trend that you're seeing people maybe starting to book forward, maybe booking a ticket that they know they can change or refund if they need to, but kind of putting that stuff in the system now for maybe 6 months or so from now?
We haven't seen a lot. We've seen a lot of shopping activity, so people searching, but not a lot of booking. Our international recovery coming originating from Singapore, from the Asia Pacific region, is still less than 15% of 2019 levels. So we see a lot of people searching. A lot of people are interested. A lot of people want to know, when can I go? And confidence that, as you mentioned, as more people get vaccinated, that they will be able to get on a plane and travel. But we've not seen that translate yet into bookings because the uncertainty.
Does that surprise you that, you know, that more people haven't been, you know, kind of putting their money down based on, you know, it's a little bit of a risk, I guess, or a gamble, but kind of would seem like a safe bet at this point, wouldn't it?
Well, I personally think it is, but you know, the challenge about the recovery or about the pandemic, it's gone on so long, and we've seen countries do really well against. You know, the spread of COVID, and then kind of something goes wrong and it all falls apart. And so then new restrictions go up. We've seen this happen in India. So I think the consumers are now a bit conditioned to, like, well, we really don't know what will happen. I'm interested in going, but I'm not really interested in spending money and then trying to figure out, is the airline going to refund my money? Is the travel agency going to be able to refund, you know, my ticket, or, you know, how can I use my ticket, you know, once I'm able to travel? So I think given all those restrictions in place and kind of uncertainty, that has stopped consumers from actually translating into bookings.
Yeah.
But it has not stopped people from searching. So every time you're sitting at home in your living room and you search, you know, can I get to a certain destination, that hits the Sabre system. And we see those shopping kind of requests. And that is really encouraging to me because there's a lot of pent-up demand. As you talk about, you know, where can I go? The cruise to nowhere. I think Straits Times reported last week that over 120,000 people have been on the cruise to nowhere. I've been, my wife and I have been twice. Yep. We're going again with some good friends in a few weeks. And I would have, you know, if you'd have said, hey, Todd, last year you're going to go on cruises, I'm like, you know, maybe not for the next couple of decades. So that shows that there is a lot of demand and we will recover. But, you know, when that recover happens is really still unknown, at least in my mind.
It is. Yeah. Have you heard anything from the airlines? For example, would the airlines rather have people get on and start booking now, even with the possibility that flights eventually might be canceled or the reservations might be changed? Would the airlines like to see people booking now for, you know, let's say end of year holidays, just to get an idea of who's interested? You mentioned you see them shopping a lot, but nobody's really putting the credit card down. What do you think the airlines would want to see?
Yeah, the airlines need this. They need the bookings to come in, and that's why you've seen a lot of the airlines. Almost every airline has been flexible around, you know, rebooking without fees. We've seen this in all regions globally. But yeah, airlines really need to see that to have the confidence to bring aircraft back into the system. Yeah. And that's only going to happen once they feel confident that consumers, you know, will be booking, that will be paying for tickets. And that's will be an important part of the recovery, is actually people translating that kind of interest in shopping to actual bookings.
And we're speaking with Todd Arthur, the regional head and vice president of Sabre Travel Solutions Asia Pacific. Todd, now, last time we talked about this, we thought the end of the year 2020 was looking good. But let's do a little crystal ball gazing as we look into 2021, 2022. What do you think our travel environment will look like as we get into, let's say, the first half of, well, a year from now?
Yeah, sure. I was talking to a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Mark, who's in the aviation insurance business, and the same kind of question, you know, when are we going to recover? We know for sure that domestic recovery will come much quicker. Unfortunately for us here in Singapore, there is no domestic flights. Right. But so that we'll recover, and you see markets like Malaysia already starting to do, you know, fairly well in the domestic piece. And that will continue, especially as vaccinations increase. And then I'm pretty confident that the Singapore government will find a way forward with some travel bubbles, maybe in places like Taiwan, could be such as Phuket, you know, maybe some isolated destinations, maybe not the entire country. And that will then, as those prove to be successful, will then prove a way for the kind of the broader industry to recover. So I'm confident that, you know, kind of in Q3, we should be able to get on a plane, maybe with some restrictions, but without like a full 2-week quarantine. That's at least what I'm hoping. And that's what, yeah, you know, is the data is starting to show, that airplanes are, you know, getting back up in the air again. We've seen it in North America. Big airlines such as, I think, Delta and United have said that, you know, all pilots are coming back from furlough. Hmm. And I think it will just be a domino effect. So as that happens, and then, you know, they figure out what works, what doesn't work in that recovery, and then other airlines will follow suit. And Singapore Airlines, you know, great partner of Sabre, is on the forefront of looking at, you know, kind of the data and understanding kind of, you know, when they should be reintroducing into the marketplace.
Yeah, Todd, we saw a few weeks ago Thailand announced that from July the 1st, Phuket will be open to people who are vaccinated with no quarantine necessary for those people. Is that taking hold in the market? Are people talking about that? Are people starting to book into Phuket from wherever in this region based on that? Or is it not quite taken on a lot of interest yet?
Sure. Yeah, Glenn, it's kind of back to my comment around people are searching, people are interested. So when we talk to, you know, our agencies, travel agencies here in the Singapore market, there's a lot of talk about this, and, you know, people are continue to say, hey, you know, do you know, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? So there's a lot of questions about when it will be put in place, if it does actually happen. Mm. But it hasn't translated yet into people actually making bookings, because people, you know, don't want to go to Phuket for a week to have to come back and stay 2 weeks in a hotel here in Singapore.
Right,
so
right.
I think once people are confident that, hey, I'm vaccinated, the Singapore government will allow me to come in, maybe do a PCR test, and then be able to, you know, not have to go through some level of quarantine, I think you will see a significant spike in bookings. Mm. And back to your question about how that, you know, you and your family are thinking about, you know, making some bookings.
Yeah.
My position on this is you should make a booking now. And because I think when it comes back, I think it will come back, and then we'll have another problem, and we'll be on the show talking about how can people find a space on a flight, because there will be so many people booking and looking to explore, to go get reconnected with family or friends,
right,
or to explore. You know, we've been here for now. I haven't been on a plane in almost 13 months. Mm. And so there's just a lot of interest in getting out and doing all those things that we were used to doing before. And I think having a ticket in hand is going to be better than, and, you know, maybe having a bit of exposure on, you know, kind of, you know, how do I rebook this if it doesn't, if I'm not able to travel, that's going to be a lot better position than to go like, shoot, I wish I would have actually booked a flight because I can't get one now.
Yeah, it's funny. My last flight was January 2020 as well to Hong Kong, and it felt weird last November when I took the cruise to nowhere with my daughter Kate. Actually, getting a suitcase out again and packing, even for just a short cruise, that was a weird feeling to get back into that mode again, wasn't it? Something that normally you do in your sleep, right?
Yeah. Well, I used to travel, you know, kind of 80-90% of the time before COVID. And then when we went, when Laura, my wife, and I went on the cruise back in February, I was walking through the immigration, and I'd forgotten, like, do you put your thumb down or do you put your finger down? And it's such a rookie move, but it's amazing how quickly you get out of that kind of muscle memory of flying and packing and all those things. So, yeah, I'm very anxious to get back to that.
Well, a lot of our listeners know that feeling well. You know, the road warriors, your passport is the book that you read the most for many of us. But that has been something we haven't had to do in the last year or so. Todd Arthur, thank you so much for being with us today. Great insights as always. And we're looking forward to, all being able to get out and travel safely and travel to not only for work, but also for pleasure. So thanks for being with us on Weekend Mornings.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you this morning.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.